You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. We reported to you on Monday that the Obama White House is projecting now that the deficit for fiscal year 2009 will be $90 billion higher than previously projected, meaning the record total will be a $1.84 trillion federal deficit, with another one nearly that size coming in fiscal year 2010. Many Republicans say that this is not inevitable as a result of a struggling economy, but is directly the result of overspending by this administration and this democratically controlled Congress. Among those, South Carolina Republican Joe Wilson, who joins me now. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
And Greg, I appreciate your efforts educating the American people.
And you had a statement that you released on Monday basically saying that the administration may be trying to say that there are other factors responsible for this huge amount of red ink, but in the end you say it's their policies. Why?
There's no question this is the current administration policies. And you mentioned about overspending. Even before the overspending is the overborrowing. And so that's what's being reflected by the extraordinary deficits that are now being projected. It was really shocking to me to find out that with a budget of $3.6 billion, that nearly half of it was going to be borrowed money. To me, the consequences for the future, for young people, for persons of age who count on Social Security, all of this is being put at risk.
Congressman, what are you hearing from your constituents on this? I know you heard plenty, I'm sure, during the stimulus debate, the omnibus spending bill worth more than $400 billion, and now this record budget proposal of about $3.6 trillion. What are they saying to you now as they see this deficit balloon to about 50% of the budget proposal?
My constituents are very, very concerned about the overborrowing, the overspending, the consequences that could be coming of overtaxation, the consequences of potentially a level of inflation that would put a person's retirement, their Social Security, their 401ks at risk. Another concern, I'm a former real estate attorney. I can remember that in the late 1970s, that we had interest rates at 17%, and a lot of that was caused due to overborrowing. And that's the greatest concern I have as to the consequences for American families.
The president said during the stimulus debate and since then that money was needed to be injected into the economy. It was important to get that money flowing and create jobs, even if temporarily, on stimulus projects, infrastructure, and so forth. What do you say in response to his explanation for why this much additional spending was necessary beyond what we can actually afford?
Well, I believe that a better way, and the Republicans offered it, was for a tax credit for people to be able to buy homes. This would have immediately, throughout the United States, not just in selected areas, it would have revitalized the economy. It would have built up the home building industry, the real estate industry. It would provide for building a tax base for schools. We have a real serious problem developing with the number of foreclosures, which are catastrophic to a family. This could have been avoided if we had provided for a real tax credit for people who buy homes. I know I introduced a bill over a year ago now that provided for a $15,000 tax credit to buy homes.
Congressman, in terms of taxes, you mentioned that you fear they could be going up. What proposals have we already seen that trouble you, and what do you think might be around the corner?
Well, it's already been an indication of tax increases time after time, applying them to different parts of the economy, which have a chilling effect on the creation of jobs. And I believe one of the reasons that there has been a increase in unemployment is because companies are looking ahead, particularly small businesses, and they're simply not adding jobs like we need them to do to create opportunity for American families.
One of the things that made headlines recently is that your governor, Mark Sanford, did not accept all of the stimulus money. He took a lot of heat for that because the South Carolina unemployment rate is among the highest in the country. Do you defend the governor's decision to do that?
Well, I believe the governor is making the right points that we need to pay down debt. That's what the government really should be like a family. When you get in distress, you pay down debt. Additionally, he is, I hope, and I believe he will, be working with the General Assembly to use what's supposed to be one-time money, not for continuing programs, because then ultimately that would cause a budget shortfall, which again could result in draconian cuts or tax increases. And so I am confident that Governor Sanford, working with the South Carolina General Assembly, can reach an agreement.
Congressman, I know that during the budget debate and during the stimulus debate, there were Republican alternatives. If your ideas had been adopted here, how much smaller would the deficit be?
I believe the deficit would be half or less. In fact, Republican alternatives came about when the Democrats became a majority in the year 2007. And we had, at that time, provisions for spending less money. That was even before the economic distress we're in now. If we had used the economic policies of spending less at that time, then we wouldn't have the potential for cutbacks, which is such a great concern. It would not have reduced the deficits that we have in the borrowing, which I believe could lead again to inflation or to higher interest rates.
Congressman, last 30 seconds here. You say in your statement that you hope that the administration and some Democrats in Congress will agree that it's time to restore some fiscal sanity. Do you get the sense that there are some Democratic members who are getting very uneasy with the amount of spending going on?
They are. I know a number of members have been communicated with, just as me, small businesses who understand that you cannot spend your way into prosperity. Families understand you cannot just simply keep borrowing on the credit card without very negative consequences. And the American people, I believe, do understand that spending trillions and trillions is occurring today is not the way to grow the American economy.
Congressman, unfortunately, we need to run. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Greg, honored to be with you. Thank you.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. This is Dateline Washington.